Taking a look first at your news for today. During this month's Owendale Village meeting, there were reports given and some directives issued. It was reported that the police office needs a new furnace, and the estimated cost for a new one would be about $300. The water heater in the community building also needs to be replaced, and the cost to do that is currently being researched. It was also reported that there might be grants available for some safety equipment. That will be followed up on by Village Clerk Randy Howard and by DPW Supervisor Jason Ramos. During the meeting, Treasurer Lori Limburger explained that utility billing issues are being worked on as the village is in the process of meter installation. She explained that bills are based on actual readings wherever possible, but some others are being estimated where necessary. Howard noted he is exploring a grant to help cover the cost of repainting the water tower as well, and it was noted that the budget meeting will be conducted during the 6:30 p.m. February the 10th meeting at the community building at 7361 Main Street. And in other news for today, although warm weather is still several months away, the San Lai County Board of Commissioners has approved some new park work. Approval was given to buy two new mowers, a compact utility tractor, and one Gator utility terrain vehicle for use at the county's parks. The purchases are not to exceed $60,000, and approval was given to have Elite Electric fix the electrical issues at Forester Park. The cost for that equipment is not expected to exceed $26,194. And approval was also given to hire John Frazier as a grant writer. He will be paid $12,000 to provide that service, and his payment for grant writing will be twice a year. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at some further news for today, the Police Protection Services of the San Lai County Sheriff's Department will be expanding. The San Lai County Board of Commissioners approved separate contracts for the Sheriff's Department to provide law enforcement services to Fremont Township and Marlette Township. During the meeting, commissioners approved spending $20,000 to sponsor a corrections deputy to attend the Oakland Community College's Police Academy program. When the deputy completes that training program, the officer will then be working for the Sheriff's Department. And approval is also given to spend up to $60,000 to buy a new inmate transport van. And in other news for today, during the last meeting of the Deckerville School District's Board of Education meeting, the board conducted a reorganizational meeting, selecting Kurt Vogel as the board president, Richard Hamill as the vice president, Randy Kirkpatrick as secretary, and James Nickel as treasurer. With that done, committee appointments were made. Serving on the operations committee will be Hamill, Vogel, and Nickel. Serving on the personnel committee will be Messing, O'Mara, and Van Norman, and serving on the Finance Committee will be Kirkpatrick, Messing, and Nicole. Appointments were made for the representatives. The board also approved exploring the possibility of going for a bond issue, and they also approved hiring Peggy Ross as a part-time cook's helper, and approval was also given for Tim Ross to be a new bus driver. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net.